Sports. I'm Chuck Freeman. The defending NBA champs, the Denver Nuggets, lost for the first time since the All-Star break. They rallied, but came up short in OT, as Bruce Morton reports.
The Suns huffed and puffed, but crossed the finish line with a 117-107 overtime win over Denver. The Nuggets had been 6-0 since the All-Star break. Phoenix coach Frank Vogel.
Weren't able to knock them down until KD hit that big one to send it to overtime. And, you know, the things we were trying to do in the fourth played out in the overtime, and we took control of the game.
Kevin Durant was game high with 35 points. This game was extended after the defending champs erased a 22-point third-quarter deficit. The victory was all the more remarkable as it came with guard Devin Booker not traveling with the team because of an ankle injury.
Miami beat Detroit 118-110. It was Atlanta 116-100 over New York. New Orleans down Toronto 139-98. Orlando topped Charlotte 101-89. While Dean Wade made 5 three-pointers, scored 20 points in the fourth quarter, the Cavs overcame a 22-point deficit in the fourth and stunned Boston 105-104.
Early in the fourth, we were down, I don't know if we were down 13 or 16, and you know, from that timeout, we came out, hit a few shots, and then I felt like the whole momentum just kind of shifted to us. And from then on, I really didn't look at the score until like the last 3 minutes of the game. And, you know, we were just playing basketball, flowing. It felt good, and we were hitting shots, so it helps.
Brooklyn beat Philadelphia 112-107. Houston over San Antonio 114-101. And Indiana had 9 players in double figures in a 137-120 win over Dallas. NHL, low-scoring game between Edmonton and Boston. The Oilers pull it out in overtime, as Dave Ferry reports.
The Oilers beat the Bruins 2-1 on Leon Draisaitl's goal, 2:18 into overtime. Boston was in line for a 1-0 win until Draisaitl scored with 1:20 left in regulation.
At the end of the day, you need one shot, one play to be made. And, you know, we got a lot of great players on our group that, you know, in tight games and tight moments can make a play.
Connor McDavid set up both Draisaitl goals, giving him 76 assists this season. McDavid has 2 goals and 26 assists during his 12-game point streak. Pavel Zacha broke a scoreless tie 4:26 into the third period, but that was the only mistake by Stuart Skinner as he made 25 saves. Linus Ullmark stopped 24 shots for the Bruins, who are 3 points behind first-place Florida in the Atlantic Division.
Dallas came back from 3 goals down in the third period, forced overtime, where Roope Hintz had the game winner in a 7-6 Dallas win over San Jose. Chicago topped Arizona 5-2. Vancouver 2-1 in overtime over Los Angeles. Jane Ferry reports on the New York Islanders' win over St. Louis.
The Islanders scored the last 4 goals in their 4th consecutive win, 4-2 over the Blues. Bo Horvat snapped a 2-2 tie 55 seconds into the third period, and Matt Barzal added an empty netter. Kyle Palmieri and J.G. Pageot tied the game by scoring 5:15 apart in the second period, helping New York pull within 4 points of a playoff berth. Ilya Sorokin turned back 19 shots and blanked St. Louis after Jordan Kyrou beat him 8.5 minutes into the second period. Joel Hofer made 29 saves for the Blues.
Pittsburgh beat Columbus 5-3. It was Florida 5-3 over New Jersey. Devils forward Timo Meier said they didn't find their groove after making a coaching change.
The last 24 hours kind of affected us in the start, but, you know, not really an excuse. And then I thought we battled back well. We had some life, but I think overall we just didn't come up with enough pucks and didn't win enough battles.
Seattle beat Winnipeg 4-3. Overtime, Montreal took care of Nashville 4-3. Top 25 college basketball, Purdue became the first team in 17 years to win back-to-back Big Ten regular season championships. Third-ranked Purdue knocked off number 12 Illinois 77-71. Boilers guard Fletcher Lawyer says the Boilers played good team basketball in their comeback.
And just the amount of unselfishness this team has. Zach could have probably got 50 that game, but he missed a few and then realized that these other guys can step up too. It's just everybody taking what comes to him and everybody playing hard.
Things haven't been great lately for 14th-ranked Kansas. They've slipped in the polls, but they exploded for a win last night, as Greg Eklund reports.
The 14th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks pulled away in the second half in their 90-68 victory over Kansas State. Senior guard Kevin McCullough Jr., who has missed 4 of his last games with a knee injury, led the Jayhawks with 19 points.
It's special. That's what senior night's for. I've been part of 2 of them now. So, both of them were really great. And, glad that we went out how we did.
KU led by 8 at halftime and built their lead to as many as 28 points in the second half. KU has not lost its final regular season home game since 1983.
Major news off the court in college basketball, as Gethin Kubal tells us.
The Dartmouth men's basketball team has voted to unionize, taking an unprecedented step toward forming the first ever labor union for college athletes. In a campus election supervised by the National Labor Relations Board, the players voted 13-2 to join Service Employees International Union Local 560, which already represents some Dartmouth workers. The school can still appeal to the NLRB and the federal courts that could delay negotiations over a collective bargaining agreement until long after the current members of the basketball team have graduated.
The Seattle Seahawks remodel under new coach Mike McDonald has started, as the team has released safeties Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs, and also tight end Will Disley. That'll save Seattle around $18 million against the cap. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.